always around you when you're far from home.
That's my cue. This is Robin Gunn coming in here. I am the publisher and editor and on-air host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which OSJ stands for that 30-year publication that's been out in the 405 area code for the last 30 years. That's right. We are the longest-running 50-plus magazine and resource guide for the 50-plus, and what we do basically is inform and educate, and we try to do it all with a fun, entertainment type of atmosphere. The Oklahoma Senior Journal is something that was birthed out of my own family because of my family's needs, and it has just grown from there for 30 years. We started these radio shows. It'll be 7 years in June, which I cannot believe. And now we're on FM instead of AM. We're a 100,000-watt station, Freedom 96.9. I have a fantastic guest in today that's going to give you a lot of information about mortgage loans. And please do not act like that's going to put you to sleep. Because I was reading her bio and the question she sent in. This is Cindy Glenn. I have senior home a loan officer, and she's even an expert in her field on reverse mortgages, which confuses everybody and has gotten a bad rap in the past, hasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, but for what it does, what it's supposed to do, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. It can save people in a situation that maybe they're cash poor and house rich.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people think it's just for people who need it financially, but they
right.
can be used for a lot of other reasons as well.
Like what are some of those reasons? Let's just go right into it.
Big medical debt that you come into unexpectedly.
Yes.
And you've got excellent home equity.
Yes.
That's a great thing. That will keep you out of the poorhouse for
yes.
sure. Some people use it to travel.
Yes, I've
Some
heard
people
that.
Decide where they're going to put their inheritance ahead of time so they can enjoy it. Some people buy investment property.
Yes.
One of the loans has a credit line that you can draw down and pay back even if you choose to.
And that's for 62-plusers.
Yes.
In the age group area.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I could go ahead and take advantage of that.
Me too. I plan to.
Well, so let me tell you a little bit, first of all, about the Oklahoma Senior Journal and where you can pick it up. So it's our 30-year anniversary, June 1, the first day of the year. We were inside of 27,000 Sunday Oklahomans that went statewide. So that's the first time the Oklahoma Senior Journal has gone statewide, which we thought was great for our 30th anniversary. We still have our 650 locations here in the 405 area code. If you go to OKSeniorJournal.com, all like it's one word, OKSeniorJournal.com, the little menu up there, if you push it, we'll have a distribution. It'll also have all these radio shows on there as well. We really do have experts in their field on the show. It's kind of one of the vetting things I do on this show is to make sure we have experts, and that's definitely Cindy Glenn today. But you can also listen to these radio shows anytime. You don't have to wait for it to be on the radio, but we certainly love you to listen to 96.9 FM, where we come in every Saturday morning at 9:05. So, Cindy, let me tell the audience a little bit about you. So it's Cindy Glenn, and that's C-I-N-D-Y, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, two N's, joined the Financial Concepts Mortgage, so that's the name of your company that you work, in 2008 as a mortgage loan officer and has been licensed to provide mortgages in Oklahoma since 1998. What did I say? I love experts, so you are definitely that. Cindy specializes in helping home buyers with VA loans, which can be very difficult to understand as a layman, conventional loans, FHA loans, and then again, the reverse mortgage loans, which we'll talk a little bit more about reverse mortgages in the show. Cindy takes pride in treating people right and provides a total cost analysis loan report. Does not everyone do that?
No, for sure they don't.
That's really cool that you do that, to help her clients compare the loans they qualify for. Am I saying that right?
Yes. It puts, if a customer qualifies for a conventional loan mm-hmm. and, you know, two or three other types,
yeah.
I like to give them choices.
Ah.
And so then they see the differences and how it would benefit them.
I love that.
That's the total cost analysis part.
I love it. So it's not like you're holding your cards all close to your vest. You're actually showing the client.
Right.
I love it. Love it. Okay. We're going to take our first break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where we love you listening in on the New Freedom 96.9 FM here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And OSJ stands for that fantastic magazine, the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond and UCO.
We are a small community, very family-friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all-inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out. Our family atmosphere, our close-knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated. Give us a call at 405-531-3444. 405-531-3444. Again, we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's V-I-L-L-A-G-I-O Living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Hi, this is Cindy Glenn with Financial Concepts Mortgage. This year, I have 25 years of experience in home mortgage lending in Oklahoma. If you're looking for a home loan, either purchase or refinance, I specialize in all types of home loans. Conventional, FHA, VA, rural development, reverse mortgages, and many more for both primary residence and investment properties. Give me a call or text me at 405-245-6845 and visit my website. Website at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, .zip4home.com. Most importantly, I'll help you get pre-qualified for a home loan before you look for a home. I'll make your loan closings a breeze. We're a privately owned company, and all of our processing for your loan occurs right here in Edmond. That's our primary office. A simple phone call or text gets your loan application started with me, Cindy Glenn, at 405-245-6845 and visit my website at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N dot zip4home.com. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Well, that's Robin coming back in here, Robin Gunn, with the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where we like to say, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. The Oklahoma Senior Journal birthed 30 years ago, and our heart and soul is to inform either the adult children of seniors or the actual seniors themselves. So Cindy Glenn, who I have in the studio right now, is a senior home loan officer, but she has had her hands in many, many different things that have to do with either mortgages or real estate or insurance for real estate, those kind of things.
Yes.
What else have you?
I have been an investor.
Yes.
A real estate investor for in excess of 20 years. I'm not exactly sure on that
one.
But,
okay. Well, wouldn't you suggest that everyone should do some investing in real estate? I have.
I think it's a good avenue. Not everybody wants to spend the time.
True.
And there's a number of ways to handle that. But
that's true. You can even have a management company.
Right. Yeah.
Especially, I only have two properties besides my home, and so the management thing didn't seem like it. I think you need about five properties or more.
Yeah,
to do that.
I had up to eight at one time,
oh,
and
wow.
I managed my own properties.
Ooh,
and
sister.
Well, I was a little younger then,
okay.
And definitely more energetic, so...
I gotcha. So you are now working for Financial Concepts Mortgage. She's actually in the 30th anniversary issue, the issue that's out right now, pretty blue color on the OSJ magazine, which is Oklahoma Senior Journal. But Cindy wants you to be able to, the office number's there, but she would really like you to call her on her cell phone so you can really get a personal touch. So Cindy's cell phone number, if you'll get a pen and write this down, our listeners out there, is 405-245-6845. And somebody coming slow back to write this down. I'm going to give it to you again. This is Cindy's cell phone number. You can call her personally on her cell phone number at 405-245-6845. Again, they have a quarter page on page 20 in this current issue. Cindy Glenn is somebody that is an expert in her field, but she also enjoys the fact that she has two adult children and four grandchildren. What's your children's names?
I have two girls.
Okay.
Lori and Micah.
And how about those grandchildren? What's their name?
Yeah. Cheyenne, Sydney, Michael, and Destiny.
See, we all got a shout out today.
And they're all officially adults.
Oh, they all are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael's
fantastic.
The youngest, and he just turned 18 in September.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got all adult grandchildren. And you enjoy helping families who want to purchase their dream home, which is, you know, that is, I would say, your biggest purchase is your home.
Right.
Definitely. And you want to make sure that you're doing it right. Outside the office, Cindy also enjoys singing. Yeah. Do you want to break into song right now?
Probably not.
That's wonderful. This is you getting at my heart perfectly, is you have two rescue chihuahuas. I have a chihuahua.
Yeah.
And it's a rescue.
They're great.
I know. I love my chihuahuas. What's yours names?
Benny and June.
Benny yeah. and June. That was after a movie, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. And they're litter mates. And so
oh.
they'll be 14 this year.
Oh, wow. My dog is 12.
Yeah.
She didn't act it.
No, they don't either. But they're so much fun, and they're so yeah. close, grooming each other, et cetera, all the time.
Oh, that's adorable. I'm such a pet lover and a pet. I'm all about make sure you rescue instead of purchase. If you want a chihuahua, there's chihuahua rescues. So you've been in investment properties, and you've managed properties for over 20 years. Cindy is, to me, your one-stop shopping. If you have a question just about anything to do with a home
right
issue, she's going to help you. So I did want to ask, the very first question is, what is home equity? So what is that? And that's a great question, because even though you think you know what it is, do you really?
It's the difference between the market value of your property mm. and what you owe on that property.
So let's say you've been in the home 15 years, you're going to have a higher equity probably than what you owe.
For example, if you own a home that the value is $425,000
mm.
and you owe $150,000 on it.
Gotcha.
Then your home equity would be $275,000.
Okay.
So that's okay. a significant home equity.
Yes, very significant. And so people can, you know, leverage that if they need it for another loan for something else.
Correct.
Like maybe if they're going to buy an investment property, maybe have rental properties, they could use that equity.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I did that. And then I've got my mortgage being paid for.
Yeah, that's the good thing about investment properties.
I know,
properties.
I felt like it was doing something illegal.
No, not at all.
I know. It's the way to go for sure. Because, you know, as I'm self-employed and an entrepreneur, and so I haven't been putting money into the system for like 30 years. So I had to have something that would be my retirement.
Right.
Investment in real estate has been a coup for me. What is the total untapped home equity in the U.S. as it's compared to, what is this?
Okay. held by senior homeowners.
What does that mean?
Senior homeowners?
Yeah.
In this instance, I'm talking about 62 and over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the total untapped home equity in the U.S.?
Yes. It's $11.3 trillion.
I see.
Overall. For senior homeowners,
wow.
it's $6.2 trillion.
Wow.
So senior homeowners own over half
wow.
of the home equity in the United States.
I did not know that, and that's so interesting. Will you say it one more time?
Yeah, that senior homeowners own $6.2 trillion in home equity.
Okay, that's very good. What popular ways do homeowners use to tap into this home equity?
Pretty common, and one of the easier ways to start with would be a home equity loan, mm-hmm. which is a fixed rate mortgage, or a home equity line of credit.
Mm.
And those are both second mortgages that you would apply for, but the home equity loan is a fixed rate, and the home equity line of credit is a variable rate. So,
and what's variable and fixed? What are those two differences?
It has to do with the rate of interest on the loan that you'll be paying back.
Okay.
The nice thing about a variable rate line of credit is that you can kind of, like what we were talking about, is you can charge it up mm-hmm. like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Pay it off, use it again over and over. So that's the real big advantage to that. A home equity loan would be just for a fixed period of years that you just pay off like a car loan or something.
Got you.
And both of those would be a second mortgage, which, you know, you would still have your first mortgage and then you would add that payment.
In the next break, it's probably going to have to do with what that person needs or what would be there. I just kind of would wonder what you think is the best way to go.
Well, again, it would depend on what they're using it for, what their intention is, and then where they want to be as far as payments.
Gotcha.
That type of thing.
Well, we're going to take another break. Got to pay for some air real estate.
Yeah.
Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Hey, Cindy, can I ask you what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Well, that's good.
See, I know.
Since I pointed it out to her. We are on the new Freedom 96.9 FM. Yeah! That's me coming back in here, Robin Gunn. I'm the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and you are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which does stand for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are just only halfway through. I'm with Cindy Glenn. She is such an expert in her field, over 20 years in the mortgage industry with housing, but she's also had her hands, toes, and feet and elbows in all kinds of what you would consider real estate, home type of anything. So much of it is so confusing. I mean, nobody should try to buy their own house or buy an investment property like you wouldn't do your own brain surgery.
Right. Yeah. No, you definitely need some direction.
And so we touched on what popular ways do homeowners use the tap into their home equity. So you touched on one. There's a couple of more. And you can recap the first one if you want to.
Yeah. The first one was you might want to do a second mortgage as a conventional home equity loan or a home equity line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And those would be adding a second loan to your first mortgage with a second loan payment.
Mm-hmm.
These loans can be used for a lot of reasons, kind of like you might use a credit card, you charge it up and pay it down, and then you can use it again.
Mm-hmm.
That home equity line of credit, you can do that with.
How do you get a certain rate?
Mortgage interest rates are based on risk-based pricing. Used to be someone would call up and say, what's your rate today?
Mm.
That doesn't apply anymore.
Okay.
Because it has to do, first off, with what is your credit score.
Gotcha.
And we pull from all three of the credit bureaus, and it's the middle score that mortgage lenders use.
Okay.
First off, we would need to do an application and then pull the credit report to find out where their credit score is so we can start putting an interest rate together. Because it has to do not only with the credit score, but what type of loan are we doing?
Mm.
What term of loan are we doing?
Gotcha.
What's their debt ratio? Mm. There's a lot of things that count into what
your
comes up with your rate. Yeah.
Ah. Okay, I know you had a couple of other points to make.
Another loan you might do is you might do a cash out refinance. You have a mortgage on your property that you have a payment with. For a particular situation, it might be more beneficial instead of doing a second loan to just redo that first loan. Usually that's a good idea.
Do you have to pay fees then again?
Yes.
The
fees for a refinance on the full mortgage would be about the same as when you bought the house, minus the down payment, of course. But most of the time on a refinance, we can roll in those costs
as
well.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little more convenient.
That's good.
And this is often a good move when the other debts you owe are at a higher interest than the rate you're going to get on the refinance mortgage.
So you could roll some of those in there? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of those other high interest.
Yes.
To go into this lower interest rate for your mortgage.
Yes. After the holidays at this time of year is when a lot of people do a consolidation type loan.
Yes.
Because then maybe they got a little carried away on spending and that can kind of be absorbed.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You just have a myriad of options for people. And that's because nobody's a cookie cutter person.
Right.
We all have different
needs, wants,
and desires, especially today. Yes, exactly. What are ways that a homeowner can increase their home equity?
Well, I'd like to say one more thing.
Sure, about let's go back to that.
The other question that the ultimate way you can get your cash out on your home equity, so to speak, is to sell your home.
Sure.
So, you know, it depends on where you are in your decisions and what you want to do as to what would be the best option.
Well, I'm telling you, I am flooded literally flooded with people wanting to buy my home or the rental properties.
Yeah.
You know, and you would have no idea if these people are on their up and up and if they really are going to give you the value of your home. They usually want to give you way less, don't they?
Correct. That no. It's the investors that are calling.
Yes.
And they're looking for that opportunity. That's why they are investors.
Yes.
And I talk to them when they call me. They call everybody. Do you want to sell your house at blah, blah, blah? And I say, no. Do you have any other houses?
Yes,
no.
They ask that always.
And I do, but I don't want to encourage them.
I get you, honey. Those get so annoying.
Yeah.
And you have no idea if you can trust them. None.
Right.
See, we can trust Cindy Glenn.
Well,
and that's why I have her on the show.
One other point I just thought about was that if you're looking to buy a house at this time of year, in the wintertime is often a little better time if you're looking for a discounted price. I'm not saying you will always find it.
Right.
But that might be out there. Because
maybe
usually,
as a rule, yeah.
Usually if the homeowners who have their home on the market, they really want to sell them.
Yes.
They don't want to wait until spring.
Yes.
So that's where a good realtor comes in and helping you work the deal. And
yeah, don't overprice it.
Right.
So it won't just sit there. I have done a couple of flip houses, and we finished one right in 2008 when all of the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that a time or two as well.
So we sat on that for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't very fun. But if we could have sat on it longer, we could have made more money. But we did okay.
Yeah.
But we did have to sit on it for 9 months. So do you feel comfortable with what you've given me so far?
Those are kind of general ways to get home equity.
So what are ways that a homeowner can increase their home equity?
Well, one of the first ways is to make home improvements, and things you might do to increase your equity or your home's value. That's what increases your equity would be to renovate your kitchen or your bathroom or add to square feet. And that would be a good...
What about upgrades? Do upgrades really... Let's say you have just a standard normal countertop, maybe made out of Teflon or something, tile. If you went to granite, is that going to make any difference?
It depends on where that house is and what the comparable properties are. Because if every house around has a tile counter, yeah, that might increase your value, but it might not.
So that's not a for sure.
No.
So upgrades, a lot of times... You really need to have an expert like yourself where you could go, well, this could go either way on this deal.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't put your money there, put it more in what you want to do in the kitchen.
And of course, like you mentioned, our home value can increase or decrease with what the real estate market does.
Oh, absolutely.
So that we've experienced that the last 2 years in the values going up considerably.
Yes.
You know, not to the point of like they do on the East and West Coast, but because Oklahoma's a little more reasonable.
And conservative about that.
And then the other way to increase your home equity is you can pay off some or all of the mortgage that you owe on that property.
And that will increase your equity.
Right.
Having that equity is extremely attractive because you can borrow against it if you need to.
Correct.
We'll take another break, but I will be coming back here with Cindy Glenn. She is a senior home loan officer at Financial Concepts Mortgage, and you can reach her directly on her cell phone at 405-245-6845, and we're taking another break, but we will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which OSJ stands for what, Cindy?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is right, here on Freedom 96.9.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Village is OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Village is OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with
Freedom 96.9,
coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Build a stairway to heaven. The prince are up that fall.
Hello, Robin Gunn coming back in here. I am your host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for that great 30-year publication called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So a lot of things we have on our pages in the magazine, we also bring out to our listeners. And that's what we're doing today, Financial Concepts Mortgage with Miss Cindy Glenn. The way you get a hold of her on her cell phone is 405-245-6845. So the next question I wanted to ask you, Cindy, is what is an additional home equity option for homeowners that are 62 years or older? And I mean, that is a huge listening audience that we have, is people over 50 and 60. And so, this would be something they'd be very interested in, even their adult children.
And I'll answer your question with a question.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of a HECM?
Never heard of a HECM.
Okay.
I thought maybe it was something I swallowed and was trying to
no.
get it up.
And that's an acronym.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So all capital letters, HECM, stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It's often called a reverse mortgage. Yeah.
Okay. Say what that HECM stands for again.
It's the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
Okay. Who created this and why?
This is a point that a lot of advertisers kind of miss.
Yeah.
because some of the things that went on with reverse mortgages when the government first created them, they didn't realize they needed some tweaks, but they've been tweaking over the years where, you know, the reverse mortgage is actually the loan that sounds too good to be
true,
but it isn't.
Wow.
So the things that are true are really important.
So it's like a win-win.
Yes.
I have heard this about reverse mortgages. They have tweaked it all along the way.
Yes.
To really help and be a benefit to that homeowner.
Right. And that was the purpose. Yeah. HUD, the Housing and Urban Development wing of the government, oversees that. And then more specifically, FHA, which is the Federal Housing Administration. These are the same folks that created the FHA purchase loan to help young families get into a home with a small down payment.
Right.
They have the same concern for the seniors as they did for the younger people as well.
Very good.
And why it was created, this is an FHA federally insured mortgage loan.
Okay.
That helps seniors be able to access some of the equity they've built up in their home over the years.
Okay.
And that the HECM reverse loan is federally insured is why it works to give seniors greater financial freedom. And that's the point. I don't know if I can say his name, but that's the point Tom Selleck misses.
Yes. Yes, you can say his name. Also, the Fonz talks about it too.
Yeah, that's true. I have seen him. But I'm local. But they're not.
Exactly. And you can get right a hold. You get right. You can get a hold of Cindy right here in Oklahoma City.
Oh,
that was
funny.
A try saying that three times twice. Okay, so on these reverse mortgages, is the best plan of defense on that is just to go to someone like you that is an expert and you can really just lay it all out. And I know you would be the kind of person and go, you know, this really isn't going to be your best bet. This over here would maybe meet your needs more.
Correct. Giving people options is the thing that is really important to me.
Absolutely. Choices.
Yeah.
How many senior homeowners have used this HECM or reverse mortgage in recent years?
Well, in recent years, there were over 1 million senior homeowners who used it.
Mm.
And again, this is a special type of home equity loan that allows seniors to convert some of the equity in your home into cash while you retain home ownership, live in the home, and you don't have a mortgage payment.
At the end, let's say, all right, Aunt Minnie and Uncle Charles went on to heaven, and they don't live in this house anymore because they got a new home they're living in up in the skies with Jesus. What happens to that home then for, let's say, the adult children?
Well, that's another one of the neat things about the reverse, because people get real concerned about that.
Right, very
much. But, of course, the reverse mortgage is the purpose is for them to live in their home and live out their life there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this loan works is because it's federally insured.
Mm.
And I'm going to mention that in a little bit on another question, but it's a non-recourse loan. That means that that heir won't owe more than the property's worth.
Okay.
And whatever the loan needs to be paid off, either the heirs can sell the house, the heirs can actually buy the house if they choose to. But as far as just taking care of the loan, you would sell the house, pay off that loan, and then the heirs would still have whatever that equity is remaining.
Gotcha.
So it's not any different than any other mortgage.
Any other mortgage, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so nothing scary about it.
That's good. And they really did try to make it scary for a while. Can I qualify for an FHA HECM reverse mortgage?
Well, there are several things that are necessary. One reason they call it a reverse mortgage is because reverse mortgages work much like traditional mortgages, only in reverse. Rather than making
a dyslexic loan.
Yeah. Rather than making a payment to your lender each month, the lender pays the homeowner. So that's the reverse part. And so instead of, unlike conventional home equity loans, most reverse mortgages do not require any repayment of principal, interest, or servicing fees for as long as the borrower would live in the home.
And you would still keep the home insured. Do you pay property taxes on it?
Yeah, the homeowner pays the property taxes, insurance, and maintaining the home as well.
All right, we're going to take another break. This is the shortest break we'll take. It won't even be a whole minute. Cindy will come back to kind of give her final thoughts, but we'll also let you know how you can get a hold of her again, websites, phone numbers, and all that stuff. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Freedom 96.9 FM. Hello, Robin Gunn coming back in here. I am your host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for that great 30-year publication called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. So a lot of things we have on our pages in the magazine, we also bring out to our listeners. And that's what we're doing today, Financial Concepts Mortgage with Miss Cindy Glenn. The way you get a hold of her on her cell phone is 405-245-6845. So the next question I wanted to ask you, Cindy, is what is an additional home equity option for homeowners that are 62 years or older? And I mean, that is a huge listening audience that we have, is people over 50 and 60. And so, yeah, this would be something they'd be very interested in, even their adult children.
And I'll answer your question with a question.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of a HECM?
Never heard of a HECM.
Okay.
And I thought maybe was something I swallowed and was trying to
no
get it up.
And that's an acronym.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So all capital letters, HECM,
okay,
stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It's often called a reverse
mortgage.
Yeah.
Okay. Say what that HECM stands for again.
It's the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
Okay. Who created this and why?
This is a point that a lot of advertisers kind of miss.
Yeah.
Because some of the things that went on with reverse mortgages when the government first created them, mm-hmm, they didn't realize they needed some tweaks. But they've been tweaking over the years where, you know, the reverse mortgage is actually the loan that sounds too good to be true.
To be true, yeah.
But it isn't.
Wow.
So the things that are true are really important.
So it's like a win-win.
Yes.
I have heard this about reverse mortgages. They have tweaked it all along the way.
Yes.
To really help and be a benefit to that homeowner.
Right. And that was the purpose. Yeah. HUD, the Housing and Urban Development wing of the government,
mm-hmm,
oversees that. And then more specifically, FHA, which, mm-hmm, is the Federal Housing Administration. These are the same folks that created the FHA purchase loan,
mm,
to help young families get into a home with a, mm, small down payment.
Right.
They have the same concern for the seniors as they did for the younger people as well.
Very good.
And why it was created, this is an FHA federally insured mortgage loan.
Okay.
That helps seniors be able to access some of the equity they've built up in their home over the years.
Okay.
And that the HECM reverse loan is federally insured is why it works to give seniors greater financial freedom. And that's the point. I don't know if I can say his name, but that's the point Tom Selleck misses.
Yes. Yes, you can say his name. Also, the Fonz talks about it too.
Yeah, that's true. I have seen him. But I'm local. But they're not.
Exactly. And you can get right a hold. You can get a hold of Cindy right here in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City.
Oh,
that was
funny.
A try saying that three times twice. Okay, so on these reverse mortgages, is the best plan of defense on that is just to go to someone like you that is an expert and you can really just lay it all out? And I know you would be the kind of person to go, you know, this really isn't going to be your best bet. This over here would maybe meet your needs more.
Correct. Giving people options is the thing that is really important to me.
Absolutely. Choices.
Yeah.
How many senior homeowners have used this HECM or reverse mortgage in recent years?
Well, in recent years, there were over 1 million senior homeowners who used it.
Mm.
And again, this is a special type of home equity loan that allows seniors to convert some of the equity in your home into cash while you retain home ownership, live in the home, and you don't have a mortgage payment.
At the end, let's say, all right, Aunt Minnie and Uncle Charles went on to heaven and they don't live in this house anymore because they got a new home they're living in up in the skies with Jesus. What happens to that home then for, let's say, the adult children?
Well, that's another one of the neat things about the reverse, because people get real concerned about that.
Right. Very
but
much.
But of course, the reverse mortgage is, the purpose is for them to live in their home and live out their life there.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this loan works is because it's federally insured.
Mm.
And I'm going to mention that in a little bit on another question, but mm-hmm. it's a non-recourse loan. That means that that heir won't mm-hmm. owe more than the property's worth.
Okay.
And whatever the loan needs to be paid off, either the heirs can sell the house,
mm-hmm.
the heirs can actually buy the house if mm-hmm. they choose to. But as far as just taking care of the loan, you would sell the house, pay off that loan,
mm-hmm.
and then the heirs would still have whatever that equity is remaining.
Gotcha.
So it's not any different than any other mortgage.
Any other mortgage, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so nothing scary about it.
That's good. And they really did try to make it scary for a while. Can I qualify for an FHA HICM reverse mortgage?
Well, there are several things that are necessary. One reason they call it a reverse mortgage is because reverse mortgages work much like traditional mortgages, only in reverse. Rather than making
it's a dyslexic loan.
Yeah. Rather than making a payment to your lender each month, the lender pays the homeowner.
Mm.
So that's the reverse part. And so instead of, unlike conventional home equity loans, most reverse mortgages do not require any repayment of principal, interest, or servicing fees for as long as the borrower would live in the home.
And you would still keep the home insured. Do you pay property taxes on it?
Yeah, the homeowner pays the property taxes, insurance, and maintaining the home as well.
All right, we're going to take another break. This is the shortest break we'll take. It won't even be a whole minute. Cindy will come back to kind of give her final thoughts, but we'll also let you know how you can get a hold of her again, websites, phone numbers, and all that stuff. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Freedom 96.9 FM.